Welcome back to Daycare Diary Season 2, Episode 2. So as promised, I logged in and now I'm looking at, where you go to do the orientation. Now before you enter the orientation, it says find out if you need to be licensed or registered to provide child daycare in New York State. To find out if you need to be licensed or registered to provide care, some programs may not need to be licensed or registered depending on the size and the children they serve. First, you need to consider the ages of the children you would like to care for, then choose a type or modality below. So, again, it's the OCFS page. If you don't remember how to log in, you go back to my last podcast and you listen. Or you can go to my video. There's a link in my last podcast description box. Inviting you to view the video. So you can click on, so if you go to my last podcast and you go in the description box, you'll see a link inviting you to view the video. You must join my class in order to review the rest of the video. So it's going to send you to a page to where you sign up and you join. If you have any questions about that, you can leave a comment. Now Anchor has a way for you to leave a comment. So you can leave a comment here and I will respond. Or you can go to my YouTube page, Kernall Family Childcare, and you can leave a comment there. Please like and subscribe to that page as well. I'm also on Instagram as at Kernall Family Childcare. If you wanted to go on there and look at some videos I did when I was working with my kids in the daycare, I have some videos up there. I will be posting more. I'm a little bit more current with that page than I am, with anything else. So let's get into it. So finding out if you need to be licensed or registered to provide childcare. So it says here, learn more about family group daycare centers and small daycare centers. And then it separates and it says learn more about school age childcare programs. And then you can skip this step if you already know if you need to be licensed or not. So we're going to click on the one that says learn. Do I need to be licensed or registered? Running a child care program can be a great way to help children and families in your community, as well as a very rewarding profession. You watch children grow and develop and share advice with families. It can be fulfilling and exciting to work with children and families, but remember that running a child care program is a business. Choose a video from the right to get started. So here on the right, it tells you, how can I tell whether or not a program needs to be licensed or registered? You click on it. It takes you into the video. They all pretty much start like this. And then it'll tell you how you know. Basically, it'll give you different types of, I'm not going to play the video, but it'll give you different types of, what's the word I'm looking for? Modalities. Or different types of places that are known to provide care for children, but they are not a child care facility. Then you go down to 2, and it'll give you modality types, which means, are you a group family? Are you a daycare center? Are you just a family daycare provider? There's different ones. There are different modalities, and each modality has different rules and regulations. So it's important to know what modality type you are. And the third one says exceptions. The exceptions will tell you what makes you exempt from being licensed. What makes you exempt to get a license to provide care for children? In case that wasn't clear. These are things I didn't know starting out. So for me, I just want to make sure, like, when I'm doing these podcasts and I'm giving this information, I'm being as informative as possible, because I started out, I didn't know anything. I had to keep researching. I started out as a family daycare provider, and then my first license was a family daycare provider. As a family daycare provider, I was able to provide care for up to 8 children. Then I had an inspector, a licensor. I would say an inspector. She came and she let me know and that I had the space to be a group family child care provider. I didn't know what a group family child care provider was at the time, but she did instruct me to go on the OCFS website, take the orientation, learn more about what it is, which I did. And then I got my group family license, the following, I think I got that the second year. Yep, the year after. I was open for a year as a family child care provider. And then I switched to group family and I got my license the second year. So I got two licenses. First, passing the inspection for the family. And I'm going to tell you, you have to be patient. You have to be resilient. And you have to just think, just take what the person is saying. I got lucky, I would say. I had someone who was very nice. She came and she told me, listen, you need to set it up. I'm going to tell you what she told me. Set up your place as if you already have children there. So when you're setting up your daycare for the licensor to come, you want to set it up as if. So get you some tables, get you some chairs, get you some toys. It don't have to be. I wouldn't suggest going out and spending this large lump sum of money before you get children in, because you know, it may take some time. There are other things you may have to do before you actually start enrolling kids. So once you do that, I would suggest that you just set it up. Figure out ways to put it. They'll tell you how to set up your facility. I'm offering lessons on how to do that as well. So if you need assistance with that, please DM me at Colonel Family Child Care and we can set up a Zoom call where I can coach you through how to set up your daycare. Once you start getting the children in, if it becomes chaotic, I also offer coaching sessions on how to run your daycare once you get open, as far as structure with the children, structure with the parents, policies, rules, stuff like that, so you can run your program smoothly. I've been doing this for 5 years, and some may say, oh, that's not enough, but I've learned a lot, and I'm telling you, you're going to learn something every day. It's a learning experience every day. I never stop learning. But what I will say is, in the beginning stages, just try to be patient, because it's going to be hard. I've given up so many times, and here I am 5 years in. So don't give up. Just keep going. The licenses, you're not always going to get nice people. The inspectors, I keep saying the licenses. Some of the licenses, too. You're not going to always get the best people. They're you know, you're working with the city. They're not the fastest people, but then you have to also realize that you have how many other daycares in the city? How many applications they may be looking at? And depending on the time of year that you are trying to get licensed, it may make the process a little bit slower. So I would just say practice patience, give yourself some grace, but please do set it up as if you have children already. That's one thing I learned. Another thing is lesson planning and know what type of facility you want. So do you want to teach the children? Are you there to babysit the children? It's totally your choice. What you do need to have is a plan, though. So I would say, as you get, once you finish your orientation and you've decided this is something that you want to do, you set up your place as if you have children already coming in, you need to have a plan. Make sure you know, am I teaching these children? What am I teaching them? Am I teaching them daily living skills? Is this a recreational center? Is this an after-school program? What does your center entail? And make sure it's something that you can handle. Don't overwhelm yourself. Because I remember in the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm doing this because I worked in daycare. So I was like, oh, I'm doing what this daycare did. Mind you, these are daycare centers. I'm just a family daycare. I'm small. I had only maybe 2 kids. And I'm like, oh, well, I want to teach them this and that. Not realizing that they were small. I'm only one person. I had no staff at the time. So, don't overwhelm yourself and just do what you can. So that's that with the exceptions and the knowing your modality. So now I'm going to go back here and skip to the main menu. Oops, did I click it? Oh, I want to show you guys this too. Running a child care program can be a great way. School-age child care programs operate in a facility, not in a home or residence. So keep that in mind. If you're going to run a program where you only have children who are coming from school, as far as like an after school program or recreational, it says here school age child care is provided to an enrolled group of 7 or more children under 13 years of age during the school year, before and or after the period children are ordinarily in school. So look, make sure you look through, you know, which one, school age programs, single purposes, enrollment. It tells you everything on there. So make sure you're looking at what type you what type fits your description of what you want to do. So that's that. So as promised, I showed you guys that part. I said my piece on making sure that you set up your program appropriately. I know you guys, a lot of you had your first week. I hope that it went smooth. We're in the second week now. Let's get through it. We got through the first one. We can get through the second one with no problem. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you again for listening. See you then. How do I trim the video?